Okay, let's take a look at the difference between relative and absolute needs. We know for sure that there are absolute needs that people must have in order to survive. Air, water, food, shelter. If you don't have these things, you die. But there's a whole list of relative needs that are maybe not necessary for absolute survival, but certainly are necessary for a high quality of life. Now, just as these absolute needs are so fractured and chaotic in the third world, where they're difficult to get a hold of, the same is true with the relative needs in the third world. And in the first world, it becomes sometimes a challenge. When we're talking about relative needs, we're talking about education. We're talking about health care. We're talking about transportation. We're talking about a government that is structured so that it brings order to society and allows services like education, health care, and transportation to be transferred to the citizenry. And so these relative needs are really, really, really important. And what's going on in the United States is that we aren't so good at providing these relative needs to all of society. If you look at the foreign kids that come over from Europe, their relative needs are met. You talk to these kids, they have healthcare, free healthcare. They have free college education. They have excellent transportation systems. These things allow the populace to have a high quality of life regardless of the social status or financial status that they are born into. So it is these relative needs that, if concentrated on in the first world, if even leaned into in the third world, can truly increase the quality of life, and in the third world can provide a possibility for a future. If you have health care and you can live a productive life, if you have education in the third world, you can maybe get out and raise a family in a first world environment.